begins again.
And welcome to this edition of the Biker News, your morning news you can have with your coffee. We're going to be talking about the bus going down in Colorado involving the Hells Angels as well as the Homicetos, man. Homicetos. Somebody just got sentenced to 9 years in prison for shooting. Oh, you know, they're the guys with the Beast MG, remember? Yeah. Anyway, and also we're going to be talking about the deal with the Pagans. If you haven't gone over to hooliganbiker.com, that's the Hooligan Syndicate website where I do all the editorials and opinions on what's happening in the biker scene. Don't forget to subscribe, everybody. Let's get into the news, shall we? A Denver prosecutor charges 13 alleged members of motorcycle gangs. Yes, you know that the media loves using that term, including the Hells Angels with organized crime. It looks like they're going to try to RICO them. Authorities seize guns, meth, and other narcotics during raids in Denver and other metro area cities early this month. Yeah, everybody knows how I feel about meth. If you're dealing meth, you're nothing but a scumbag, man. I don't care if you're a motorcycle club member or not. You're pushing meth, you're a scumbag. That's just the way it is. Because you're not only affecting the user, but you're affecting the user's family and everybody around them because, you know, they're going out there trying to, you know, steal the whatever they have to do to get that meth fix. So, yeah. Meth, come on, give me a break. Esteban Hernandez wrote this story. It's from the Denver District Attorney's Office on Friday, said they charged 13 people with violating the state's Organized Crime Act after local and federal authorities raided several businesses and homes in the metro area associated with motorcycle gangs, including the Hells Angels. State Organized Crime Act, I guess that has to be like a state-local RICO deal, but, you know, once they get charged with something like that, the feds are going to come in and roll the whole nine yards, but, you know, usually I try to, put in some kind of good word for clubs when something like this goes on, but when it comes down to meth and all that, yeah, you can forget about it, you get what you get. A release from the DA's office said that 13 are charged with violating the Colorado Organized Crime Control Act. If any of you guys are from Colorado and know this law, send in a comment or something. Let me know about this one. I'm going to research it a little more myself, see if it coincides with the federal one. The investigation leading to the arrest began in July with law enforcement agencies, including Denver, executing warrants at multiple locations on November 7th. Among the places raided was the Denver Charter Hells Angel Outlaw Motorcycle Club Gang Clubhouse. You notice how they had to put the gang in there. At 3257 Navarro Street in Denver's Highland neighborhood. The raids led authorities to see dozens of firearms, methamphetamine, cocaine, cash, passports, and other items. According to the release, search warrants were completed at three additional businesses, including the Cool Cat Tattoo Shop in Englewood. Oh, man. Yeah, they got themselves into something. It goes into what the 13 are arrested for. They range from age 44 all the way up to 81. Holy cow. Jesus. Additionally, a guy named Jerome J. Giralda, 35, remains at large. Well, they'll probably catch him pretty quick. The DA's office said their arrest warrants are sealed. Some defendants have bonded out of jail while others remain in custody. The release did not specify how they had bonded out. Some of the accused face additional charges, including first-degree assault, second-degree kidnapping. Yeah, you're looking at some big time for that. Robbery, theft greater than 100 grand. Aggravated mortar theft and chop shop activity. Now, that's interesting right there with the chop shop activity stuff. You know, when you go to these big rallies and stuff and you find, you know, some people get their motorcycle heist, that's the kind of stuff it ends up into. And I've always said it, if it's club members, whatever, they're going around stealing bikes, you're nothing but crap. You really are. You're stealing something because you guys know damn well Harley Davidson's like a mini investment. People pay a lot of money for their bikes, and for you schnot nuts to go out there and steal them, you're a bunch of lowlifes, man. It's weak stuff. Weak stuff. And that goes for cars as well. In addition to Denver, the release said the charges stem from police action in cities and towns, and they have a whole bunch of towns here. Looks like they partnered up with the ATF to execute the warrants. So, yeah, you're looking at federal charges coming. And it also goes, investigation remains ongoing. So, you know, federal charges are going to come down. They're going to get state and local. There's the Navarro, it looks like the clubhouse at hers. It has the death heads on there. But everybody knows when it comes to meth and stuff, you're low lives, man. And especially when you got a chop shop operating and you're looking at freaking, you're probably stealing cars. You're definitely probably stealing bikes and selling off the parts and stuff. So, you know, basically it comes down to some, you know what the hell are you guys thinking about? And then you wonder why the media calls clubs gangs. It's because of this kind of stuff. What in here says motorcycle club? And that's a question I like to ask. What in here says it's a motorcycle club? What I see is organized crime activity, and you got to be honest, it's right here. Now, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty in this country, but if it comes out to be the case, and I'm sure it is because you're going to have people pleading down or turning on each other. But when you're talking about, you know, seizing guns, meth, and narcotics, the guns might be legal, probably not, because some of them probably felons in there. But I'm just saying what it is, man. Because, you know, everybody expects the creators and the radio show hosts like myself to go out there and, hey, defend clubs to the max. I ain't going to defend this. This is crap right here. When it really is, man. When it comes to meth, you get no sympathy from me. You're just, you know, either white trash or whatever, man, going on selling that. But let's go to the next story, and this is out of Corpus Christi. Again, it's using motorcycle gang member, and it's talking about him getting 9 years in federal prison for shooting at a man, Alexandria Rodriguez, out of the Corpus Christi Caller Times. It talks about a 37-year-old Corpus Christi motorcycle gang member was sentenced for federal charges. Again, I want to get back to the motorcycle gang stuff, man. When you're out there shooting people, you're out there slinging meth, what do you expect these citizens to think, man? The ones that are not in the, you know, the biker scene, what do you think they're gonna see when they, you know, see this kind of stuff? You cannot defend it. You cannot. I don't care how many times somebody says they're a motorcycle club and you got your, you know, people out there that's going, well, they're a club, they're not a gang. You want to don't straight up stop the gang crap and you wouldn't be called a gang. Anyway, Billy Burtz, a member of the Homietos, outlaw motorcycle gang and former Mexican mafia gang member. You know what? I don't believe the Mexican mafia thing, man. I really don't, because they don't let you out, and they sure the hell don't let you with another organization. So right there, I'm thinking that's BS, because if it was MA, you ain't getting out of MA. And that's exactly what they're saying is Mexican mafia. If you guys haven't heard, that is MA. Pleaded guilty to unlawful ammunition possession on the 24th. U.S. District Judge David Morales sentenced him to 9 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. At the hearing, and this is a quote, the court heard additional evidence that Bortz intentionally tried to murder the victim in the case. The release reads, in handling down the sentence, the court noted Bortz fired his pistol directly at the victim, not in the air or on the ground, and that the offense would have constituted attempted second-degree murder. Bortz was accused of getting into a physical altercation with another man on May 11th at a convenience store. He returned to a vehicle, grabbed the weapon, and fired several rounds at the other men. The release states the man's vehicle and foot were struck by bullets. Oh my God. Agents identified Bortz using video footage. And there it is, guys, the video footage. You think in this time and day that people would get smart and know there's video cameras all over the place. But no, they don't. Authorities found Bortz was taken to a hospital on May 26th to be treated for a gunshot wound he got from another shooting. We're talking motorcycle club members, right? Anyway, Bortz was previously convicted of multiple felony offenses, including aggravated assault on a public servant, evading arrest with a vehicle, and all lawful possession of a firearm by a felon. He is therefore prohibited from possessing firearms or ammunition per federal law, and he remains in custody. He's going to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, meaning he's going to do some Fed time right there. So, 37 years old, and again, another instance of, you know, clubs doing some gang stuff, and they're wondering why the public's turning on them. They wonder why law enforcement's going after them. And hey, everybody knows I can't, I really don't have the best of feelings towards law enforcement. But when you're having this kind of stuff go down, you know, how do you expect people to defend that, man? You can't. It's just not happening. Anyway, let's go to our final story here. A third pagan accepts a plea deal in an assault, and this was by Christy Lydon, and this is out of, let's see here, the Mon Valley Independent. Let's see, a third member of the Pagans Motorcycle Club charged in connection with a brutal attack in April had accepted the plea agreement. I think there's a couple that did. Boy, did I get hell for, trying to go a little deep into this story. People were saying, hey, man, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that, blah, blah, blah. Joss Pagnelli, 43, of Marshall Circle, Present Hills, pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit aggravated assault. Washington Common Pleas Court Judge John DeSalle sentenced him to 3 to 6 years in prison. He is credited with 131 days he served since his July arrest. He is one of seven pagans accused of entering the Slavic Club on April 18th with the intent to kill Troy Harris, a former pagan. I guess brotherhood don't go too far anymore. Security camera footage from the club shown during the preliminary hearing for several of the defendants appears to show Troy Harrison at one end of the bar and his wife Michelle at the other end. Like I said, keep doing the gang stuff, man. You know, the guy's going to be, rapping. And that is your stories for today. Again, you know what? I've been catching kind of hell, especially after that 69er one. They're like, oh, you're biased. And so, you know what? I've never, ever hid the fact of my past connections to a motorcycle club. And of course, when you know somebody that was actually in one of them events and something like that happens, I am not denying my bias at all on that story. And I always say that. That's one thing you get from me, man. Yeah, I try to go down the center, but I am also human when it comes to somebody I know. So, of course, I'm going to get out there and do what I got to do. I do not apologize for it. I will never apologize for being biased on that story. And again, when you know somebody, yeah, that ain't happened. That's not the way I am. Other than that, I do try to present the news right down the middle. And here's how I'm going to present it right down the middle right here. The last couple stories that we've been covering, you see with the dealing, and you have, you know, you got an element of guns there, you got an element of methamphetamines, and then you got a shooting going on. To those who, you know what, nothing's ever going to change in the scene, and it's only going to get worse with the cops, man, after you. It's only going to get worse. The more it happens, the more laws that are coming in effect. I don't know if you guys, if you go on the New Jersey Crime Commission's website, you'd hear that two-hour hearing. I was actually listening to it. The cops ain't playing around anymore. They're elevating clubs to actual organized crime, which they have done in the past, but not like they've been doing now, man. They're even throwing it in there with cartels. So it doesn't help the club's freaking cause here with the profiling and the stuff going out on the West Coast in the 9th District of Court of Appeals with the patch stuff when you got members out there doing that. There's no excuse for it, man. Yeah, I know there's a reputation you got to live up to. Yeah, I know the streets are involved, but you cannot expect people to go out there and defend you when that kind of stuff's happened, because it's not actually helping you. It's actually hurting you when you got more and more people trying to defend you on that. And then you wonder why you have a lot of these and I actually talk about this in Hooligan Bikers dot or biker.com. Remember, it's not an S, it's just Hooligan Biker. How and why people are going out there starting their own clubs and they don't respect protocol, because they're saying to themselves, man, I don't want nothing to do with this kind of stuff. You know, it's one of their arguments to agree now, but it is an argument and it is a good point that why would they want to get involved in it? Why would they want to get involved with the dominant when all they're seeing in the news is this kind of stuff? And we all know people nowadays are not nowhere near ready for that kind of stuff. So, but on the other hand, you can't be hypocrites looking and trying to get support from the biker community when you got these kind of stories popping up. I usually do 3 stories a day on Insane Throttle Biker News to try to get the word out there what's going on in the club scene, what's going on the biker scene. You know, we've been adding a lot more manufacturer type of stuff for our gearheads because, you know, quite frankly, I'm a gearhead. I love, you know, not only bikes, but I love cars. But anyway, I try to get what's going on out in the scene, and 90% of it is bad. And we're wondering why the Leo and everybody else is going after us. And then people are wondering why, you know, you got other bikers, independents, now they're moving towards the Leo way because they want nothing to do with it. And I know a lot of you guys are going to say, well, we don't care, you know. Well, you better care when you're facing a jury and a judge. You know, I call it 12 plus 1, you know, 12 jurors and 1 judge. You can't sit up there and complain then when this kind of stuff's going on. Now you have a whole chapter or a charter in Denver facing not only federal charges, but the state ones at, you know, their, you know, equivalent of RICO in the state. And I've always said it in the past, meth, you guys are a bunch of lowlives if you're slinging meth. Because, yeah, I get it. You're trying to live the gangster stuff. You're making your money. But you're ruining lives, man. That's not what bikers are about. Bikers are supposed to be out there helping people. You know, the toy runs and all that stuff, that's only going to cover for this kind of stuff for a little bit. And after that, citizens ain't stupid, man. And I know it don't tie the whole club. The whole club is not criminal. But when you allow this kind of stuff to happen, what's that say about you? Yeah, you got a brother. Oh, we're supposed to help him. What's he doing to you guys? That's what I have to ask, is what does his actions have on the club? If, you know, he was really, you know, if he really cared about the club, he wouldn't be putting the heat on the club, now would he? That's just the way I look at it, man. I really do. So, you know, that's my skip for today. Don't forget to go over to hooliganbiker.com. You'll see my editorials and you'll see a lot more unhinged type of stuff. BitChute. Don't forget to hit BitChute, man. We're doing pretty decent over there. And also all our social media pages. But until then, talk to you guys later.